Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Temperatures across the country remain warm tonight, with a slight breeze in Tel Aviv and clear skies over Jerusalem. A comfortable evening for a stroll if you're in Haifa. Meanwhile, Eilut enjoys a mild night under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, UNESCO has listed Israeli-controlled heritage sites in Lebanon and the West Bank as endangered. This includes Beaufort Castle, which has faced threats since the IDF's control, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, a report in the Wall Street Journal reveals Bahrain and Kuwait's involvement in attacks on Iranian territory. This marks their first direct military actions against Iran, reported by Israel Hayom in the past hour. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu has ordered stricter measures in the West Bank. This follows a deadly terror attack that claimed two lives, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Separately, concerns of potential conflict are rising in Israel after Iran's recent actions against neighboring countries. Fears of war are returning, as the JTA noted this hour. And finally, The Forward reports that a new deal between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia could negatively impact Israel. The agreement grants Saudi Arabia a pathway to a civilian nuclear program, causing alarm about Israel's standing. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news outlet, posted just minutes ago that the Islamic Republic of Iran is expected to face severe retaliation. This commentary comes from Beynam Ben Taleblou, a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Alex Gandler expressed condolences online, saying he's sorry for the loss of a Mr. Khan. Middle East 24 shared an unusual claim from an Iranian cleric. The cleric suggested divine intervention helped Spain win the World Cup against Argentina, attributing it to Spanish players' wives not wearing nail polish. Now for more on those stories, starting with UNESCO's decision. The cultural agency highlights Beaufort Castle's vulnerability since Israel's takeover during conflicts with Hezbollah. They emphasize the ongoing risks to this and other sites in contested regions. This raises complex cultural and political issues between Israel and international bodies. Turning to the Gulf's involvement in Iran, The Wall Street Journal reports that Bahrain and Kuwait's military actions reflect a significant shift in regional dynamics. Their participation suggests a broader coalition against Iranian influence, potentially escalating tensions across the Middle East. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's response to the recent terror attack includes increased security measures. His strong stance underscores Israel's commitment to preventing further violence in Judea and Samaria. This move could impact the already delicate situation in the West Bank. Separately, with talks of war resurfacing, Israel's hot summer is marked by underlying tensions. The JTA highlights the nation's unease as Iran's actions prompt concerns of conflict spreading to Israel. This makes the region's stability precarious. Finally, The Forward addresses the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal. The agreement, seen as undermining Israel's strategic interests, points to shifting alliances in the Middle East. Israel may need to reassess its diplomatic strategies in response to this development. On the economic front. First, Cisco has announced its investment in Zafran Security. This move aims to enhance a unified security ecosystem, according to a report from Globes. Separately, Aya Peterberg of S Capital commented on the challenges facing frontier technology ventures. Investors are looking for realistic growth amid the AI boom, as noted by CTEC. And finally, a study highlighted by Israel Hayom Business reveals summer vacation costs for Israeli families. Expenses can reach up to 25,000 shekels beyond regular spending, impacting household budgets significantly. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.